their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network. Palm Coast listens at 91.9. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue, the discussion as we face the issues each and every day. It is our joy each day as you call in and join the conversation in relationship to the issue we're talking about today, standing with Israel. Standing with Israel. We're witnessing today the prophetic eschatological truth of the Word of God coming to fruition. We're watching nations aligning against Israel. We're watching nations preparing to come in and to attempt to eviscerate Israel. We're witnessing the coming together of the truth of the Word of God. So it's an exciting time for us to live in, yet it's a horrible time as we look at it from the human standpoint, but I'm excited to see the Word of God coming to fruition. But by the way, before we get into the issue of the day, let me publicly commend our school board for making the right choice, in my most humble opinion, the right decision between the two candidates for the school board superintendent. The two candidates were Dr. Daniel Smith, which was I consider a liberal, a progressive out of the Virginia school district that I believe would have been horrific for Duval County school system. And we encouraged you on the broadcast for a couple of days to call the school board to let them know your feelings on it. The other candidate was Dr. Christopher Bernier, and Dr. Bernier was the one that the school board voted to accept. Now listen, I'm not telling you that in my opinion he would be a perfect candidate, a perfect superintendent of schools, but I believe he was the right choice at this time for the school board to make. Given the two choices, he was the better of the two choices. So let me say thank you for your telephone calls to the school board members, for your insistence upon them making the right choice and the right decision for this, our students, our kids, and our grandkids in Duval County school system that stand in jeopardy more so had they made the wrong choice, that is, had they made the decision to call Dr. Daniel Smith. So again, thank you. For your calls, for your encouragement, and for your directives to the school board. And thank you to the school board members for making the right decision and your vote for Dr. Bernier to come in as school board superintendent. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what we need to be doing is praying that we can get our Duval delegation, our legislature, to make, introduce legislation that we go back to a school board superintendent being elected by the people. It will also require a change back in the Duval County Charter for the charter to reveal that is the approach for the school board superintendent, and that being ratified then by a legislative act that will give the authority for us to go back to an elected school board superintendent. That's my prayer. That's my encouragement. That's my hope for the days, years, weeks before us. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about the issues today, let me remind you, as each and every day we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. The truth book, nor the book like the Bible, nor the book can we read and know the future, nor the book is inspired and infallible, nor the book on the face of God's green earth can we place our faith and our trust and our confidence, nor the book that never needs to be updated, nor the book is always fresh and up to date every day, every moment, and every generation with every group, ethnic group around the world. I'm thankful for the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's the truth book, John 8, 31 and 32. The Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, made a statement, if you continue in my word, then, notice the if and then, if you continue in my word, Jesus says to his disciples, if you continue, stay constantly being my word, then you're my disciples indeed. A disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ is one that stays in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. And Jesus goes further and says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Ladies and gentlemen, we will not be in the proper search, proper venue to find truth if we try to find it on the Communist Network News, on any of the media outlets. The truth is found only in the word of God. Jesus himself in John 14, 6 says, I am truth. It's the truth of the word of God that endures forever, Psalms 117, verse 2 says. It is the word of God that is truth. Jesus said in John 17, the Bible speaks very, very clearly, definitively, thy word is truth. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's time as a nation, as a people, as a society, we get back to truth. You can watch the Communist Network News. You can watch the MSNBC, ABC, CBS, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and you'll not find truth. There's a, a partial truth. There's a half-truth. There's some element of truth. But, ladies and gentlemen, a half-truth's a whole lie. It goes back to the secularist George Orwell, made the statement in his dystopian novel entitled 1984. Orwell said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We see that to be precisely true today. I'm looking at a meme that says, the more you research truth, the crazier you sound to ignorant people. And I believe that could be found to be truthful, if I can use that term, in today's society. The sad thing is, ladies and gentlemen, the 55% of the millennial age group, 18 to 35-year-old age group, they say that there's no such thing as absolute truth. I'm looking at a headline. Most younger Americans say there's no such thing as absolute truth. Go back to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, and it says truth is the body of real things, real events, real facts, actualities, and the state of being the case of fact and not fiction. That's a pretty powerful review of what you find to be truth. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, 55% of the 18 to 35-year-old age group say each person determines his or her own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, I urge us each and every day on this broadcast to seek the truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth. Listen to the truth. Learn the truth. Love the truth. Tell the truth. Live the truth. And defend the truth, even to death. That's my challenge each and every day. I believe it's time in America. It's time at this juncture in history. It's time for Christians and conservatives and patriots to stand for truth, to seek the truth, to learn it, live it, tell it. And listen, here's the key. Be willing to defend the truth even to death. That is a tough assignment. But I believe the society in which we're living in, it will grow more and more difficult to find the truth, hear the truth, live the truth, and tell the truth, and be willing to stand for truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. And that same knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. 11291 Old St. Augustine Road is at the intersection of the I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark and identifier. Makes it easy to find tools for time. 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole is the U.S. flag, all glory flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the house of the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with God's family. It's God's word ordained to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. I want you to understand that I stand with Israel. As Christians, we ought to stand with the nation of Israel. The Bible says Israel, the Jewish people, is the apple of God's eye. And yet we find today a major disdain, and that disdain is growing into what I perceive to be a future Holocaust replicating, if not going beyond, what was found in the 1940s when Hitler and his regime destroyed about 6 million Jewish people. Ladies and gentlemen, we find in Ezekiel 38 and 39 the coming war with Russia. Listen, why I mention that? Because the war with Russia will have five Islamic jihadist nations coming against Israel being led by Russia. Ezekiel 38 and 39, in your leisure, turn to it. Read it. See what it says in relationship to those coming days when that will take place. I want to just point out to you some of the things that are the highlight topics, if you will, in Ezekiel 38 and 39. I'll just give you the list of countries. Perhaps you've not heard it before. Perhaps you've not listened to this broadcast before. Perhaps you've not read the scripture to understand what's happening. But ladies and gentlemen, there's coming a day where it will be the war with Russia. In fact, the study of Ezekiel 38 and 39 was the core emphasis in my book, The Coming Global Islamic Invasion. Because, ladies and gentlemen, Russia, Iran, Turkey, Germany, Libya, and Syria will be the nations, five nations, that will follow the leadership of Russia coming against the little nation of Israel. Now listen, there's some theologians, some academic biblicists that say that that's the Battle of Armageddon. It's not. When you study Ezekiel 38 and 39, you find that it is the battle that leads into, ultimately, the cataclysmic event known as the Battle of Armageddon, Revelation chapter 16, verses 12 and following. But, ladies and gentlemen, the war with Russia, as I call it, is the nations galvanizing together to come against Israel to destroy the nation of Israel. And, ultimately, there will be enough of the global nations that will feel that it is necessary to go to Israel. In fact, when you look at Revelation chapter 16, verses 12 and following, it says that the nations will come across the sea. They will come across rivers. They'll come across the nations from the east, and they will come under a delusion, the scripture says in Revelation chapter 16, verses 12 and following. They will come across the dried up Euphrates River. And I believe they'll come on the basis that we're coming for a peace conference, or we're coming to deliver our demands to Israel, not realizing that it is God that places in their heart, the court of the scripture. It's God's work. God is sovereign. God is doing it to bring them to come against the nation of Israel, because ultimately in the final days of the tribulation, it's God's handiwork to get Israel to the point where they're about to be annihilated, eviscerated, according to Zechariah chapter 12, verse 7 and following, that they will recognize Yeshua Messiah and call on him for deliverance and be saved, fulfilling Romans chapter 11, verse 25 and 26 in particular, where the Apostle Paul, writing of the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, says that all of Israel shall be saved. That is, not talking about just being delivered, but being saved. And all of Israel that shall be saved, as spoken of in that Romans chapter 11 text, is that minuscule number, because by the time that takes place, the last half of the tribulation, the overwhelming majority of the Jewish people will have been destroyed at the hands of the Antichrist that hates Israel, hates the Jewish people. And ladies and gentlemen, he will step on the scenes. But we're witnessing today Germany, one of the nations that will come with Russia against Israel. Germany. Just this week, the International Criminal Court out of The Hague in the Netherlands issued a criminal warrant for the arrest of Benjamin Netanyahu. Now listen, I don't know if you've read it, don't know if you've seen it, don't know if you're paying any attention to it, but it is one of the signs of the last days. I'm looking at the headline, Germany vows to arrest Netanyahu upon his next visit. Berlin vows to enforce the ICC, that's the International Criminal Court, arrest warrants against Israeli Prime Minister and Defense Minister rejecting overtures from Jerusalem. Let me read you two or three brief paragraphs from this article. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu could face immediate arrest if he were to travel to Germany, a senior German official said on Wednesday. A senior spokesman for the German government and head of the country's press information office responded to questions Wednesday whether Germany would enforce the arrest warrant issued by the International Criminal Court this week against Prime Minister Netanyahu and Defense Minister. Of course, yes, we will abide by the law. And of course, they're talking about the law of the International Criminal Court. This article further says, just a day earlier, Israeli Ambassador to Germany, Ron Prosser, called for Berlin to reject the ICC Chief Prosecutor Karim Khan decision to issue a warrant, arrest warrant for Benjamin Netanyahu. This is outrageous, he tweeted. The public statement that Israel has the right to self-defense loses credibility if our hands are tied as soon as we defend ourselves, the spokesman for Israel said. The chief prosecutor equates a democratic government with Hamas, thereby demonizing and delegitimizing Israel as the Jewish people. Ladies and gentlemen, let me unwrap the onion. Let me peel the onion for just a moment for us. Here's the International Criminal Court, made up of criminals in particular. The International Criminal Court that's issued an arrest warrant for Benjamin Netanyahu and one of his chief assistants on the basis that they had carried out war crimes. Now, the war crimes that they supposedly have carried out, ladies and gentlemen, is the false press that Hamas has put out. Hamas claims that the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, have killed 35,000 to 40,000 women and children. That is information that is illegitimate. It's information that's put out by Hamas. It's numbers that's just pulled out of the clouds. Has no reasonable, fundamental, foundational validation whatsoever. And yet, as we'll talk a little later, it's the very thing, the very facts, supposed facts, that's being used by the little jihadists, the airheads, the useful idiots, that's demonstrating in the halls and the doorways of our colleges and universities, on the streets and the bridges and places of business, and even in one of the major areas of the Capitol building we'll talk about in just a moment, just recently, demonstrating and demanding that Israel be wiped out, that they're demanding that from the river to the sea that Israel be removed. That's talking about total removal of the nation of Israel. Israel has been hated. Israel has been despised. Israel has been put upon. And Israel's enemies have tried to destroy Israel as a nation for about 76 years now. And may I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, we find this arrest warrant for Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel. Why is that so? Because the International Criminal Court charged Netanyahu with war crimes. According to the Islamic jihadist, as I said a moment ago, 35,000 to 40,000 women and children in Gaza have been murdered by the Israeli soldiers. yet this number is totally fabricated. But it's the number that you'll hear repeated on the Communist Network News. It's the number that you hear repeated by the airheads, the useful idiots, as they're demonstrating in the streets across the nation and around the globe. Demonstrating. Listen, if you were Hamas, you couldn't ask for a better result than you're getting, we're seeing. If you're Hamas, if you're some of the Islamic jihadists, you couldn't ask for better press than you're getting from the American press that's falling in line with the Hamas jihadist espousing lies. That's redounded now to an arrest warrant being issued. Perhaps you ask the question, who's the International Criminal Court? Let me just read you a few blurbs from an article giving information, identifying that. International Criminal Court started in 1998 to present. The headquarters in The Hague, that's H-A-G-U-E, that's in the Netherlands. Let me read you a little blurb. The International Criminal Court, known as the ICC, permanent jurisdiction body established by the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court, 1998, to investigate and prosecute and try individuals accused of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity, and to impose prison sentences upon individuals who are found guilty of such crimes. On July the 1st, 2002, after the requisite number of countries, that 60, ratified the agreement, the court began sitting. Its headquarters is in the Netherlands at The Hague. The ICC handles prosecutions of individuals. Further, the article reads, although the Rome Statute was widely praised, some 140 countries had signed the agreement by the time it entered into force. Few countries in the Middle East or Asia joined. Further, by 2002, China, Russia, and the United States had declined to participate, and the United States had threatened to withdraw its troops from the United Nations peacekeeping forces unless its citizens, both military and civilian, were exempted from any prosecution by the ICC. Nevertheless, within 5 years of its first sitting, more than 100 countries had ratified the treaty. All countries are represented in assembly of the parties which oversee the activities of the ICC. Ladies and gentlemen, briefly, let me say this. United States of America is not a part of the ICC. Israel does not recognize the ICC, that's the International Criminal Court, as a legitimate body. But yet, around the world, those rogue nations, those nations that hate Israel, those nations that are not friends of America, those nations around the globe that have signed on to and agree with the International Criminal Court, all of them are gleeful right now and rejoicing that a criminal warrant for the arrest of Benjamin Netanyahu has been issued. I want you to know I stand with Israel. The Bible says, in Psalms 122, verse 6, that we're to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And ladies and gentlemen, the peace of Jerusalem is needed today. But listen, as much as I'd like to see the peace in Jerusalem, that will not happen until the Prince of Peace, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, returns and sets up his throne and rules for 1,000 years out of the to-be-new temple on what is now the Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem. I believe we have Dr. Davis on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, how are you today, Dr. Youngblood?
I'm doing well. I pray that you are.
Yes, I am. Very good. Very good. Thank God. And I'm still rejoicing at the fact from the commencement exercises on the other night. I have so many people that, you know, really enjoyed the other night, you know, when we got a chance to get together and watch our graduates march the line. And I want to say congratulations to every one of them.
Amen. Amen. I'm thankful for that, and I'm thankful for the message that you delivered as a challenge to our graduates. It was a blessing, I believe, for all that were in attendance, and I'm thankful for your willingness to do that. I'm looking forward to what God is going to do in the lives of those that have graduated with the credentials that I pray that God will use to open increasingly more doors for them to preach the gospel, teaching the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Dr. Davis, while we've got you, what are your thoughts in relationship to a warrant being issued by the International Criminal Court against Benjamin Netanyahu. Can they do that? Will he succumb to that? Will he be arrested? What's the end result of it? Where is it going? What is the major thing that we see God's hand at work in this issue?
Well, certainly, Dr. Youngblood, I would like to say, you know, as we, you know, watch these, you know, world events unfold right before our very eyes, you know, I think that they would take heed how they handle the nation of Israel, because God said, you know, in the book of Genesis, when he said this to Abraham, that's also speaking to the nation of Israel. If you bless Abraham, I will bless you. But if you curse Abraham, I will curse you. So, I mean, if we, you know, examine these events that are happening, especially with the crashing of the helicopter and the perishing of the president of Iran, I'm wondering, you know, in the back of my mind right now, is that the swift hand of God's judgment against that nation because of their stance that they're taking against the nation of Israel? I mean, we all need to, you know, take heed to that. So as far as I'm concerned, you know, I know that they will never stop, you know, in their, you know, endeavors to persecute Israel. But again, you know, I would say, according to Scripture, they need to take heed. So we as Christians, of course, we need to stand united and pray for the peace of Israel and back them in every way that we can.
Absolutely. You touched on something I'm going to touch on further in this broadcast today, Dr. Davis, and that is the helicopter that went down. The helicopter, they said it was an American-made helicopter. It was about 40 years old, and they were using it, but the radio transmission had gone out from that helicopter that crashed, which was the lead chopper, with others following with the full entourage that was going to be at the event where he was going to. The verbal transmission from the radio went to the other one to climb out and get higher because of the mountain ranges and the heavy fog. But unfortunately, that helicopter crashed. And the president of Iran, which is a figurehead, by the way, the Ayatollah Khamenei, as I call him, is the one that's really the supreme head of Iran. But the president is a figurehead, and he was known as the butcherer, responsible for butchering hundreds of thousands of their own people, the latest one being the young woman that refused to completely cover her hair, and as a result of that, they hung her publicly, executed her publicly because of that. That's the type of person that died. And yet, here's the point, Dr. Davis. Our president, the president of the United States of America, Joe Biden, got on the telephone and called to issue his condolences to the family of the one that's been known as the butcherer of Iran. Now, I can't grasp that. I can't put my arms around it. What does that say to you and your thoughts in relationship to our, as a nation, politically turning our backs on Israel, that being a further indication of it?
Well, certainly my hopes are that we who stand united will continue to stand united and not, you know, fall in line behind this sorrowful leader. You know, basically, like you said, basically when we look at, you know, the things that he does, you know, from time to time, especially against Israel and in every other area where we can, I mean, we can just pull up tape and just replay the things, you know, that he's doing that's not making him becoming of a leader of this nation. Certainly, you know, it's an embarrassment to us. But still, you know, we who know better, especially, you know, us Christians, we need to stand together, stand united, no matter what the situation might, you know, seem to appear.
Absolutely. Dr. Davis, our time is about up for this segment, but I'm thankful for your stand. I'm thankful for the stand of multitudes of our listeners today that are Christians and conservatives, that we stand with Israel. And that's what I wanted to broadcast today, is that we should stand for the nation of Israel, the apple of God's eye. And God is at work. And to answer your question further with the helicopter crash, I believe it was the finger of God that touched the propellers of that chopper and brought it down. There's no doubt in my mind, but that was the hand of God. So the question is, what's going to happen beyond that? We'll talk about that further on this broadcast. Thank you so much for your call. God bless you, and keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. We're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. Right after the news, we'll come back as we continue to face the issues.
From First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.